around £600, and it became the classic family car of the 60s with its jelly mole shape. Today, there are still one or two around, often known, but Morris Minor enthusiasts who gather together every now and then to discuss the alternators and upholstery. One such occasion was this weekend at Staffordshire Royal Infirmary in Stoke-on-Trent. So Kate Tubby went along to meet the people with a passion for the Moggy.
Morris Miners from all over the country converged on North Staffordshire this weekend for a special hospital rally at North Staffordshire Royal Infirmary. The Potteries branch of the Morris Minor Owners Club organised the event, and I spoke to their chairman, Tom Rhodes, in search of the answer to the question, what's so special about a Moggy?
Well, I think the shape's timeless, really. I mean, Isigonis, who designed it, must have had the brilliant idea of these, because they don't look out of place in modern traffic, I don't think, anyway. Then the design's changed very little from the original drawings on the back of a table napkin sort of thing. My daughter describes them as cuddly.
Perhaps more importantly, though, it would seem that the Morris Minor holds a special place in family memories.
The first new car I ever bought was a Morris Minor, and I did 130,000 miles in that, and never been without one.
And how many were around then?
Oh, goodness, I think every family had one. Well, I think if you speak to anyone today, say, oh, my dad had one of those. You know, they always know someone who's had a Morris Minor.
At these rallies, Morris Minor owners park their treasured vehicles. Convertibles, travellers and commercial alike, they lift their bonnets and display the splendour within. They compare chrome accessories and their respective paintwork. But to get a real feel for the occasion, I decided to go for a ride. So I hitched a lift in a classic Morris 1000, driven by Neil Washington.
Well, it was the first car I ever had, a Morris 1000, 1959. Had it for 2 years, and now this one I've got now is the same colour, but it's a 62.
So what's the appeal for the Morris Minor for you?
I don't know, it's real driving. It's real. I mean, it's like you've got to crash first gear where, see, just one mistake. It's real driving.
One Morris Minor owner travelled for 5 hours from Essex to attend the rally. Another owner had baked a cake for her Moggy's 31st birthday, and Roy James honoured his with the name Missy.
I spent 19 weeks on it full time, so I spent a lot of time. People would go past and think, your light was on in your garage late last night. One night, I must admit, I was stuck for something, and at 3 o'clock, I woke up suddenly, cracked the idea, and I went straight down and did whatever I'd got to do, you know. That's Morris Minor, people. I think we're... Missy. That's the way people look at Morris Miners. They're a way of life. A friend of mine once said, they're rather like planting a weed in your garden, and suddenly they're all over you.
He explained that he loves his Morris Minor because she's good fun, economical and reliable.
We've had some great times with this, me and the wife and the little girl. We go everywhere in it. And you meet... The best thing about things like this, you meet people who've got exactly the same ideas as yourself. So we're all like-minded people. Everyone loves their minor. The other thing, we're obsessed. You know, that's all you can put it down to. It's a way of life. It's just purely a way of life. There's nothing else for it. You think, you live, eat and drink Morris Miners.
Kate Tebby talking to some purring Moggy Minor owners at the North Staffordshire there.